this world there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls.
I'm the most brutal and
barricaded
the world
with hate.
Champion has ever been.
No
one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody else.
And speed.
And speed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Conspiracy Lab. It's your old boy Hammer.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Jordan. Tiff.
Hello.
Back off of our banger. Oh, that's it's a week in your time, but a day in our time. Like dog years, or like on Back to the Future.
Yes.
Where it aged, or Interstellar, when he's been gone for a year, but it's like 100 years or something like that.
70 something.
I was on this planet. This planet was made completely.
Were you practicing last night?
No, I wasn't.
Were you?
This water's made completely. This planet's made of water, man. I don't think this we can sustain life out here.
Speaking of water, I was killing time, so I stopped and got a Starbucks, and then that made my tummy weird. So I stopped to get water, and then I got a lottery ticket, which I never ever buy lottery tickets.
Think you're gonna win?
I thought I was.
What's the jackpot at?
No, not one of those.
Oh, it scratcher?
Little scratchy.
Scratcher.
A little scratchy boobs.
And I won.
How much?
Hundo.
What? Right.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Don't tell Dave.
I won't. If he he ain't listening.
He ain't listening.
He's been sending me Puff Daddy shit for like the last fucking week and a half. He's like, dude, check this out. Crazy. I'm like, yeah, Dave.
He's all about that Illuminati since he got the invite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what's up now? He says that he believes all of them. He goes, I'm like, Tiff said you don't believe any of this shit. He's like, no, dude, I believe all of them. And I'm like, okay.
What do you think? Do you think
he
does?
I don't think he believes any of it.
Okay. We'll leave it to mystery.
Yeah, I don't care either way.
I know you
I mean,
don't,
he's sending me an awful lot of Puff Daddy stuff for someone who doesn't care at all.
I think we'll have to invite him on the show next time so we can convince him otherwise.
Dude, if we're going to get
we
Dave
gotta
on,
his ass up.
Well,
is
we got to
do what he needs to
we
know.
We
got to
get him in on some of the sports conspiracies because Dave's sports guy.
He's a big sports guy.
Like the Jordan shit, dude. Like
anything you know LeBron. Are there any...
I hate LeBron. Yeah, LeBron's part of the Illuminati, dude.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Yeah, LeBron could potentially be the next person to get arrested.
I thought he was dead.
LeBron James?
Yeah, he's a clone. He's a clone.
Who's the helicopter guy?
Kobe Bryant.
Oh, that's who he loves.
Yeah, Kobe's cool.
Okay.
He was. Good. He was
cool. He was cool.
Well, he's dead.
So. Mamba, dude. Yeah, so we're just going to talk about Hollywood, like all this Puff Daddy shit and all the like weird sex stuff that they do and the predatory shit and, yeah.
And how everything's in Star Wars. Did you watch the video I sent?
No, I didn't have time. I was at family shit.
Oh,
you sent
God.
It to me like 3 hours ago. I'm with toddlers. I can't be watching demon pedophile
Everything's
shit.
They're getting us with their propaganda.
They have been, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that.
You want to know an exact example?
Sure.
And this makes total sense. Do you remember when Leia was fighting with Jabba the Hutt and, well, no, the girl before Leia was trying to choke him and then knocked her down?
No.
Like,
the
slave
the
girl. Yeah, the slave girl. And then he knocked her in the thing and then
the Rancor pit?
Yes, and the Rancor ate her.
Okay.
When Disney bought it and they changed it, they just made some stupid ass, like, song in that spot, and I knew that changed, but you know why?
Why?
They're trying to take Leia's independence from her.
How so?
Them motherfuckers, mm-hmm. dude. I knew it.
How
this
does
whole
it take
time.
Her independence, though?
Because it makes it so that she's not afraid to. It's not as intense and afraid. Like, she owns it. She knows what she's going into. Does that make sense?
No. Not at all.
I'm not a very good explainer.
So the girl who was in Leia's position before Leia
died,
and they took that out, so that somehow empowers Leia. How?
If they leave it in, like, Leia's owning it. She knows what she's going into. They're not just plopping on a sleazy dress on her and making it whatever. She's
choosing to be Jabba's sex slave slut,
and she knows she could potentially be eaten by
yes,
the
queen. Get yes. it. Yes, queen. Work but it, girl.
Another one. What's the raccoon movie? Rocket?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear this
it?
One?
Sure.
Okay. So, do you know it, Jordan?
Star-Lord bangs dudes?
Nope. In the second one, when Disney took over? I don't know. Disney's the devil. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Yep.
Well aware.
Yep.
Okay. Well. So,
any other revelations you want to drop on us? Did you know that Disney made war propaganda during World War II? They let the whole fucking
and now they made a Civil War movie. I'm saying that because you say that all the time.
I don't know if Disney's making the Civil War movie.
Probably.
Anyways, the Obamas made the first one.
I'm not going into Obamas with you ever.
They produced it.
Ever. So, anyways. Quit Googling eyeing each other. So stupid. You're like,
that's what you all day yesterday. Yeah, you know what he meant when he sent that tweet out.
I'm gonna throw the headset down and walk out. Okay, so listen.
I am.
You know, did you see the second one?
No, I've seen the first one.
Did you?
I believe I have, yeah.
Okay, so you know how the blue-faced guy used to kidnap kids and shit?
But he don't do that anymore.
So we're forgiving these kid killers.
Yeah, that's fucked. I don't forgive any of them.
That's all propaganda.
Hmm.
But you in the movie, he was forgiven, and he was even given the good funeral.
They shouldn't have done that.
Nope.
Disney. You know what they're trying to tack on pedophiles onto the LGBTQ shit and call them minor attracted persons?
No fucking way.
No, they're
dude.
Not.
Yeah, they are.
Stop
I've heard
it, dude.
I've seen clips where they talk about it. They want to add maps to the list.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Not for real.
For real.
People that are attracted to young people?
Yeah, they're calling them minor attracted persons.
What's that even mean, minor?
It means pedophile.
But what minor? So young?
Under 18. Someone who's attracted to people that are under 18. That's a minor attracted person.
My God.
Yeah.
I'm looking this shit up right now. Are you already on it, Jordan?
No, I'm checking something else.
He's still looking up safes.
God.
No,
he's just getting his whole.
We need a person to look shit up specifically, right? We need a Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
On Joe Rogan. Jamie's the guy who looks everything up for Joe.
Oh.
I was looking up some shit from Peter Pan. They're what, innuendos about fucking one of the evil guys.
Disney wasn't bad back then.
I think they were.
Oh my gosh, this is a real fucking thing.
Oh. Turns out your old boy Hammer's right every now and then. He's got a couple.
Well, it's a real thing. I didn't see if the LGBT community.
Well, that's what they're angling towards to get it on, like, the protected list.
Oh,
you know
Hollywood.
I mean?
Hollywood.
No,
is
just like
propaganda.
Yeah, propaganda. Whatever. It's an attempt to normalize pedophilia.
Did you know that? You probably didn't know this, but I think it was like 85% of war is all psychological warfare and propaganda. Yeah. Just saying. You guys should study up a little bit better.
Tiff. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so do you know what Operation Mockingbird is?
I've heard of it.
It was like a CIA operation back in the day. And basically the gist of it was to like infiltrate the media and shit like that. And it was super successful. And I mean, I don't know if part of Operation Mockingbird was the infiltration of Hollywood, or if Hollywood was always kind of part of the apparatus of the CIA and intelligence and military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely took over the news and shit like that. And that's what we're living in now. You know, it's only coming to light now that they've been lying the whole time. Like, it's only now that people are starting to realize it. But they've been lying the whole time. They've been taking orders from the CIA.
Why do you think Hollywood's so creepy? Like, they're into some fucked up shit. Why?
Well, I
like,
mean...
They've had enough stimulation. Like, they can't get any more because they're rich and powerful.
Yeah, that's part of it. Like, if you've already had all the top shelf pussy you can possibly imagine...
and it doesn't, her doing.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for you anymore, right? But, like, if you look back way, way back in the day, like, L.A. and Hollywood in particular has always been steeped in, like, Satanist shit and, like, occult shit and black magic. Do you know who Jack Parsons is?
Mm-mm.
He was a rocket scientist back in, like, the 20s and 30s and 40s, and he was really good buddies with Aleister Crowley. And
who's Aleister Crowley?
He's the fucking Church of Satan guy, or the... Yeah, it's Will's kid. Aleister Crowley, you don't know who he is?
Nope.
Oh.
He's like one of the
main Satanist guys from back in the day.
I don't really follow Satanists.
Well, you got to know who you're up against, Tiff.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what I'm saying is they were buddies and they used to have these like... these big swinger fuck parties and shit like that. He was doing like cocaine and all kinds of partying way back in the day, 20s and 30s. And like, that was right in there in LA, in Hollywood. And he was working on rocket science and shit like that before rockets were really a thing. So it's just a bunch of wild shit that they're all into, like this crazy partying and like doing, sex magic and shit like that. Like,
bunch of satanic rituals.
Yeah, they would do like, I don't know exactly what the sex rituals were, but they would do like marathon fuck sessions and try to get like some type of magic out of the whole ordeal.
Well, you know, Hollywood, why it's called Hollywood is because wands were made out of the Hollywood tree.
Oh, really?
Really?
So that's why they call it Hollywood. But yeah, some of the rituals that they would do to these chicks is they would get like gangbanged to the point of exhaustion, like borderline rape and shit like that. Hmm. And they would do all that. But these chicks were like volunteering themselves for this sex ritual and shit like that. And then they would have like these swinger parties where like everyone would fuck each other. So then like you never know whose kid is really whose. And there's, if you look at them next to each other, Barbara Bush, who's George Bush Sr.'s wife, is rumored to be Aleister Crowley's daughter. Because her parents were the, what was her maiden name? Walker.
Why he looks, the kid looks like Aleister.
Yeah.
Crowley. And he's the devil guy?
Yeah. Is Barbara Bush.
So what do we know about Puff?
Oh, dude, he's been doing this shit for a long time. Only that, but like everyone also knew.
Well, I just watched a bunch of videos too where he was like, working for the Democrats, and he was like backing up Hillary Clinton. He was backing up Obama and shit, telling everybody to vote or die.
Okay.
And he's just going all over there publicly fucking talking shit about Trump. He's definitely part of the agenda. So apparently they just let him get away with everything he was doing.
Well, I mean, this is where I think that this all happened is, if you remember back in like 98 or 99, Puffy got in trouble for like some murder shit, right? And he ended up getting off.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of the guys who he was working with, his name was Shine, ended up taking the fall for Puffy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he went to prison so Puffy didn't have to. But that is where they get you, where it's like, we have this on you now. We know you did this. We can prove that you did this. And if you don't fucking play ball, we can let other people know and you can end up going to prison. So it's more like, we'll prevent you from getting in trouble, But
so why is
we
he getting
fucking
in trouble
own
now,
you
then?
Now. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that's when he started probably like being protected by the CIA, by the FBI, whoever the fuck is running the protection racket for him.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing him to get away with this, because from what I understand is his neighbors gave a report that, hey, we see
busloads
of miners coming in here all the time late at night, and we've told the authorities and no one does anything about it.
The neighbors?
Their neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, it's just like the Franklin scandal. It's just like Epstein. There are people that are saying shit. Nothing is being done because they are protected.
So something must have got leaked to somebody that's not fucking playing around anymore. Too much exposure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or the jig is up. That's, you know.
Like you can only protect somebody so much.
It sounds like a lot of people are going to take a fall with this.
Yeah, they had a lot of fucking cameras, right?
I'm kind of excited for it.
Me too. Well, I was excited for the Epstein shit.
Well, yeah, and then whatever happened with that?
Nothing.
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 The
There's a chance. So
I like how all this shit finally gets exposed and nothing ever happens to these people. That shit drives me nuts.
Well, the chick's in jail, prison. So that's good.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
My cousin says she's a snitch and they just brought her to an even cushier prison than she's currently in.
I don't think any prison is probably too cushy.
Well, oh, I mean, yeah.
Do you think
it's too cushy for a fucking child trafficker?
Huh?
You know what I mean? Like, any cushy prison is too cushy for
What's
a person.
Cushy?
Like
Martha
like a
Stewart?
Country club. Yeah, yeah, like where Martha Stewart goes. And... I'm talking like, if you're trafficking kids and raping kids,
right,
you should
right,
go to right. fucking Alcatraz.
Yeah, you should be locked in a fucking cage for the rest of your life.
This is true.
What?
Good job, Jordan.
Not gonna do it.
You're
not
the
gonna
first do it. Person that says no to him.
No, he's probably not used to it. Look at the look at his face.
No,
I love
complete
this.
Complete defeat.
Yes.
I'm not gonna enable you, bro. Go by your own.
All right.
I love you, Jordan.
I'm not gonna
not
go by my
me.
Own.
No, oh, good. It's a win-win.
All right, back on track. So, what else you folks know? The Coreys. I want to know more about those fellers.
Hey, me, Corey Feldman here. He's like, basically, Felddog is like, there's rampant pedophilia in Hollywood. I know for a fact because we were invited to these pool parties. They never touched me, but they sure did have their way with my friend Corey Haim. He ended up becoming a drug addict and killing himself over it. I want to reiterate that they never molested me.
That's I just seen a video where he came out and was talking all kinds about getting raped.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just seen it like 3 days ago.
The one that I saw a long time ago, he was basically like, they didn't do anything to me, but the hamster, they fucking diddled his ass hard.
No, I've seen shit where he said that they fucked with him.
Like Charlie Sheen, I guess, was a big one in that,
Charlie
too.
Sheen did that to Corey Haim.
Yeah, he did.
Raped him on
apparently
the
did to a lot
both
of kids.
Of them.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't buy that. I mean, you know... As you know, far as a pedophile goes, like, Corey Feldman was probably a pretty rapeable kid, dude. You know?
What don't you buy?
That he didn't get molested.
Oh.
Yeah. And now
both
if you're
of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now he's coming out and saying that
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, but this was years ago. He wasn't. He
oh,
was
how
just
about,
like,
how about
it was
Justin,
all Haim.
You see the video with Justin Bieber and Puff Daddy?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah,
very creepy.
Yeah, where he was like, "Oh, you hanging out with Puff Daddy
you can't
for
tell
48
you what
hours?"
You're doing, you know?
Yeah, and like he just looks uncomfortable as shit. Like, there's no a 12-year-old has no business hanging out with a grown man like Puff
and he's
Daddy.
Like, well, and then the Usher stuff too.
Yeah, he was doing weird shit to Usher when Usher was like 13 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and then it just keeps cycling, like the Drake shit on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
yeah,
much about the Nickelodeon stuff.
Oh, I watched that whole thing. That was fucked up. So fucked up. How they just let it happen. And then the one mom, the one kid that had the mom that was sticking up, and he was a really funny kid, and they gave him the boot. They fired him because the mom was like, "Don't, I'm
being
not having it."
So I know Disney was big on that, too. And like a few years ago, you remember the Pizzagate shit?
Yeah.
They were trying to expose all these pedophiles, and the FBI came out with four logos that these pedophiles would use to communicate.
Yeah, the swirl and just shit.
It was a heart inside of a heart, a triangle inside of a triangle, a fucking butterfly, and then, yeah, the swirl one. And you watch a bunch of these Disney videos or Disney TV shows, and in the background, you would see that symbol all over the place. Yeah,
well, they've been inserting sexual imagery into kids' movies for a long
time.
So
they're openly, you know... That's what they do. They tell you the truth without anybody really knowing it. And I thought it was super fucked up. It was like World's Children's Day, dude, and I don't know, it was like 5-6 years ago. And the Pope had this fucking robe on, and it had that triangle in a triangle all around like the tunic.
Yeah.
Whatever you call the neck piece.
I think that people also look for stuff.
That's most definitely not a Catholic symbol. And coincidentally, it aligns perfectly with this pedophile logo.
Yeah, but look at all the stuff that coincidentally lines with all this stuff.
There is no way in hell the Pope should be wearing on his fucking robe on National Children's Day. It has nothing to do.
Have you ever seen?
It has nothing to do with the Catholic tradition or Catholic symbolism or anything.
Look up the Pope's throne in the Vatican once. there's rooms in the Vatican that have the most like disturbing paintings and shit in there.
Well, yeah, back in the Roman Crusades when they went around the world terrorizing everybody, they would like steal all their artifacts.
The throne?
What the fuck?
Yeah, you're looking at the throne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a creepy ass throne, right?
There's a room in the Vatican too that's shaped like a serpent.
Did you ever see the that painting on the airport?
Denver airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have a statue out there, and it's this blue horse, and they spent a lot of money on it. You know what that fucking horse is named?
What?
Blucifer.
No way.
Yes. How the fuck are you going to tell me, I think you guys are just looking for shit and it's not there. They named it Blucifer.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying a lot of this stuff. You can make anything tie to anything if you really want it to. Like the monster. The monster shit is not really
what monster shit?
The monster drink. Like, you can look up.
What do you mean? It's the...
The sixes. The 666.
Yeah, that's common knowledge. So is the siren in your Starbucks. That's an evil entity as well.
The siren? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a siren.
Well, yeah.
You know what sirens did?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
it's an evil entity. I know my Greek mythology. Is it Greek mythology?
I believe so.
Yeah. Thank you.
Either Greek or Roman.
Greek.
But Ulysses? Still, they hide that shit in plain sight, and then you're like, oh, well, you can connect all these things together. Well, maybe if I'm reaching here and there, but when there's a million things
just
all adding up together.
Just because sirens are bad guys doesn't make them
And it's a logo.
Cool.
Apparently it does. To anybody that supports Monster or Starbucks, and there's way more than
I'm saying, like,
things.
There's
the triangle inside of a triangle in the Pope's fucking gown. That's all I'm reaching.
I know nothing about that.
That's
I know nothing about that.
Specifically a pedophile logo.
But I know that.
On all the days he could have worn that, he chose.
That there's a lot of art that can be like that throne thing. It's kind of cool looking. It's art.
They just hide shit in plain sight.
Weird.
I think that they hide shit in plain sight. I don't doubt that at all.
I think that's how they communicate
but
with each other.
I think that it has to get narrowed. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If
you know what the symbols mean and I know what the symbols mean, mm-hmm. and I start hiding symbols everywhere and you see them, then you know that we're boys.
Yep.
And I can speak to you
that's
without
why,
ever
that's,
having
that's
to speak
That's why the FBI
to
came out with that database and they were saying this is how they communicate.
Yeah,
I'm a boy lover, I'm a girl lover, I'm a kid lover, just a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
Which is huge in Hollywood.
And like, so...
And pizza. Pizza really is.
Pizza, hot dogs, ice cream, pasta, all of that shit. So,
Pizza paella.
And then I seen one bunch of things with Jennifer Aniston and some other people talking about her pizza parties. That
amazing
was really
pizza
weird.
Parties.
I think that's not legit.
That's the type of shit they do. What do you call that? The retribution?
Karmic retribution.
Karmic retribution.
I know.
That's
what
a real thing.
About. It is a real thing, but I don't think Jennifer Aniston is involved in it.
Well, how do you think she's 79 years old and still looks like she's in her
30s? She's not 79.
She looks really good for being
59
years old.
That's something a lot of these people do with the sacrificing children and drinking their blood.
You think that they're really getting powers from killing
I have no idea what the spiritual realm really looks like for these evil entities, but apparently whatever they're doing it for a reason.
I don't know if I think that they are, but I think they think they are.
Jennifer and Annis, there's some really good-looking old people.
But here's the deal. Here's the way that I see it. Any super famous person would not be in the position they are in if they weren't a part of the fucking cabal. If they weren't a part of it. If they didn't sell their fucking soul. Like the Illuminati, whatever the powers that be. Hmm. If they didn't sell their soul, they wouldn't be casted. Simple as that. They own Hollywood. If they're not doing these favors and they're not a part of, then they would be separated or murdered.
Hmm. Look what they did to Mel Gibson, dude.
What?
Well, this is a long time ago.
Tell me.
And he came out saying that the whole Hollywood's fucking...
He was talking about this shit a long time ago. Baby killing
bloodsuckers.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, a bunch of baby blood-drinking monsters is what he called them.
Yeah.
I mean...
And he wasn't wrong, bro. He was
He didn't do himself any favors. He got pulled over, hammered, and fucking started going on an anti-Jew tirade at one time.
So he knows some shit, man. That's
he
what
does. Imagine if you knew what he... I think about, like... You know, Alex Jones or someone like that, right? And it was like, fuck, this guy's unhinged. But it's like, imagine if you knew what he knows. You know what I mean? Imagine
you
if
guys you, say you do that, know what he knows.
No, but we
I've
don't.
I've never been
we
a part
ha-
in that. Not in that.
We don't have like the sources, like people that are within organizations.
You
within,
think Alex Jones? Oh yeah, he does have sources.
He's got people that are telling him, hey. This is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Now imagine if you had a human being that was at like a baby harvesting factory and was like, dude, this is happening. And you're like, holy fuck. That's fucking wild. Like,
what would you do if you had a source?
I don't know. I'd probably talk about it.
You'd have to play your cards, right?
Yeah.
What would you do,
in order to really, in order, if my ultimate goal is to abolish these evil entities, you'd have to be tactful.
How?
I couldn't just go out here and start talking
about
it.
No, don't say it out
loud. I'd have to get all my cards stacked in the right
spot. I mean,
right
I'm pretty sure Alex Jones is controlled opposition, though.
Probably. Most of these people are. They're trolls.
He's CIA. His family is tied in with the CIA.
I thought we like Alex Jones.
I do like Alex Jones.
Still skeptical. Same as Joe Rogan. Skeptical.
Controlled opposition is like, you're allowed to say stuff, but you're never really allowed to go super deep on it. And like, so they also use him to like, make everyone else look crazy. Mm-hmm. Right?
Joe Rogan too?
No,
so they definitely intentionally, and that might be part of that karmic retribution too, where they sit there and tell you the truth, but they throw you in 89 different fucking directions, so you never actually know.
But yeah.
What do you think is going to happen when we die, Jordan?
I mean, I guess it depends on it,
are you religious?
No.
Not
I don't believe in any religion. I feel like they're all just mass manipulation, control, fear.
Is that why you were free to record today on Easter?
Oh, is today Easter?
Yeah, dude. Jesus is dead.
Technically, if you want to go to like biblical fucking scriptures, today's not Easter. Easter's not until after the first new moon. The first day of the year is not until after the spring equinox, because that's we're not going to get into all that. But
yeah, that's way over my head.
Because days become longer in spring, not in winter.
Easter is just two or three days after Passover.
Well, that's also a misconception that they lead you to believe.
Who's they?
Whoever the fuck these people are, I don't know. The ones in control.
The Jesuit priests.
What probably. If they come...
Because really, we should have 13 months in a year. We should be going off the moon
cycles.
Yeah,
if they did do 13 months it in worked, the year, then
I know,
every
I
month
I
would
read,
have 28 days.
Right. I did read... not or.
Or whatever it is, 28
and
or
the first day of the year is not supposed to be until after the first new moon in spring. The spring equinox
Bastards.
Is on the 21st, so I'm pretty sure the first day should really be like the 22nd of March.
But
and then Easter is supposed to be after the first
new
moon.
The bell, the dinger, ding, the singing bowl.
Oh yeah, we never did that.
Yeah, dude, do it quick. But no, like, yeah, Mel Gibson basically it was like.
Tell me about Mel.
I love Mel Gibson.
I do too.
I really love his movies, dude. He's my favorite actor
He's
of all
good,
time.
Good actor.
Braveheart, dude.
Hold.
Freedom. Yeah, dude.
I fucking love that movie.
Where are you going? I'm going to pick a fight.
Going to pick a fight.
Yeah, dude.
You watch too many movies, dude.
fucking.
I can't conform to this. The evil entities. I don't even watch TV or movies.
Dude, it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, so
the man's a fucking freedom fighter.
Yeah.
In order for him
to do what he's done and be where he's at right now, he probably used to do the same shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
He probably never felt right about it.
God rejoices more over a sinner who repents than a righteous man who has always stayed on the path.
There you go.
Say that again.
God rejoices. There's more rejoicing in heaven for a sinner who repents than for a righteous man who has always stayed the course. So us, we used to be drug addicts. We used to be bad boys.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that.
You don't think that God gets a fucking boner over people who were bad people and now become good? Versus someone who's always been good their whole life. Probably makes them pretty fucking happy to watch old Jordan Donahue
turn from a shitbird
into a fucking...
I don't think my spiritual entity really thinks like that.
Okay.
I don't think that's how it works at all. If you're pure at heart, you're pure in heart. That doesn't mean you had to do what we did in order to become the people that we are today. We probably could have took different paths to spirituality. But for most people, it takes fucking misery, pain, and fucking all the horrible things in the world before we finally surrender and actually start looking for this spiritual growth. So if a person was born good and it's always been good, then I don't see why they would be worse off than a fucking child raping molester.
So if Mel is good now...
That finally realizes he was wrong. Well, maybe God can forgive him, but I'm not going to.
Who's to say Mel even fucking did any of that?
Have you ever heard of one single pedophile?
Pedophile.
Turn good?
It's a mental disorder. I don't think it's possible.
No.
It's not possible.
I don't think Mel was a pedophile.
I look at it like this.
You're besmirching my guy, dude.
Well, then how did he get so big in Hollywood? Because if he wasn't one of them...
He got big in the fucking 80s.
Yeah, and this has been going on since, what, the fucking 30s?
I think it's significantly more prevalent in the last, like, 20, 30 years than it has been before that.
This shit's been going on forever.
Yeah, but I don't think it was as prevalent.
You think back in Abbott and Costello days?
I don't know who either of those people are.
The silent films. Ah, who's on first?
I mean, when did Walt Disney start coming out with fucking, like, Mickey Mouse and whatever his original stuff was? The 30s?
Yeah.
And Walt Disney was evil as fuck. You see all them videos, everything. Like, as an adult, you go back and watch them with a little bit of knowledge, and you're like, what the fuck? Hmm. And that's been since the 30s, and that's where Hollywood started being created and originated in the first place. It was all evil propaganda, misdirection, Hollywood magic.
I just don't think that if you're not a good person, that... So once... Let's say you bang a kid. You're on the yacht, dude. Your path to success is all cleared because they can trust you because you're compromised. So why the fuck would you give up your spot on the yacht to go against this thing if you're just as shitty as the rest of them? You wouldn't. You would just play ball and you would go along with your life and your life would be fucking awesome. They would put you in awesome movies.
How awesome could your life be if you're fucking a kid?
Those are the people that get rich. Those are the people that get powerful. Yeah, so you're driven by money.
Yeah, misguided, misdirection. I don't care how bad you feel. I would never do it.
Yeah.
But my point being
is... Put a gun to my head, tell me I got a fucking kid, I'm getting shot.
Do you get the point? Do you get the point that I'm trying to make?
Not at all.
That if Mel Gibson was a bad person...
If he was a good person, he never would have did it. I'm not saying he did or didn't do it. I'm just saying...
You're making a lot of... allegations that he did. I'm just saying,
because I automatically assume that anybody who becomes a superstar, and what happened to Dave Chappelle? He got canceled.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't have made it to the part that he was in if he hadn't fucked any kids.
Maybe Dave Chappelle did do it. What'd Kat say about Dave? I'm going to listen to
Dave.
Kat
actually did wear the dress. He wore a dress in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Then boom.
And he wore a dress in...
And that's how they let you know. He submitted. That was how they get you to submit. He became a part of.
Who submitted? Kat?
No. Dave Chappelle.
That's why Kat said, I did not wear the dress.
I just don't, like, the way... So the... In the book...
Wait, that's the thing? If you wear a dress,
that's a form of submitting. That's how they get
them to submit.
It's
a humiliation ritual.
But it's a funny-ass movie.
Doesn't matter.
Nah, that's weird.
That's like a huge... indicator that they sold out.
I don't know about that. Well, that's I don't know about in every instance, because there's this show that I used to watch called The Whitest Kids You Know, and they play everyone. So if there's ever a woman in the skit,
yeah, but that's freelance shit. They're not being, they're not a part of the system. They're doing that on their own. That'd be like me and you with a camera. It's not like I'm getting paid millions.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a fucking.
These are in Hollywood movies.
There's a big difference there. It's
What about Monty Python?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Bro, I don't watch TV.
Monty Python, The Holy Grail, The Life of Brian.
Oh, my gosh.
If he wore a dress, he's probably one of them.
They were British
They
skits.
All wore dresses.
I don't think Mel. So
why do you think, if you want to take this back saying that it hasn't been happening earlier than the 80s or the 70s, we'll take it. What about way back in the day, like with Shakespearean plays? They used to make dudes wear dress. I'm sure that had some significant value in it, too. Yeah,
they didn't have women in any of the plays. It was all men.
Because they were sexist.
Yeah, there's probably more to it if you really look into it.
There probably is.
This has probably been going on for hundreds of years.
But I don't know. I guess
when did the first Catholic priest rape the first boy? It's been probably going on since then.
I think that
thousand years
before
ago?
Before now, it was possible to make it to a level of stardom without being compromised, without being on the yacht, more so than it is now. It's not really even possible.
The only
now.
Possible way I could see that would be in the music industry.
Why?
Because they're freelance. They're doing their
own
thing.
They're not freelance anything, and they especially weren't
in the beginning. Because how do you get popular now, in the beginning? You're not getting popular with TV. You're getting popular by going to shows, CDs. You didn't need these big wig fucking millionaire.
No, that's now. Freaks. You don't need them now, Jordan. Back then, the only gateway to success in music was through one of those major record labels, and you had to sell your rights and sell your soul. If anything, music is the most compromised.
And that's why we'll go
SoundCloud
back to what we were talking about earlier.
Now has made it possible for people to do
their own
shit.
With Ice Cube and how he turned down the fucking deal with NWA and all that shit.
But he still went on to make millions and millions and millions of dollars on his own with his own solo records.
On his own.
He was signed to fucking, it wasn't Interscope. He was signed to a major label.
Isn't he the guy in Law & Order?
No, that's Ice-T.
Oh, yeah, Ice-T.
So, I'm just saying, Ice Cube, Barbershop. He's Friday. He was in major movies. The guy is a fucking ultra mega millionaire. And you're going to sit here and say that Ice Cube can do it, but fucking Mel Gibson can't.
It would lead me to believe that Ice Cube is one of them, too.
Or he's not. Or it's possible.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, especially.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Kimmel. Yep. I don't like Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon is a sweetheart.
All them fuckers that want to preach propaganda and bullshit Ellen. And get you fucking left-wing or right-wing. I used to
love Ellen. I used to think Ellen was the most...
Oprah? What about Oprah? She's big timing, dude.
Yeah, she's tied to all of those scumbags,
Oprah and Dwayne Johnson with the Maui fires. I don't know if we ever got into that the other week.
No, we didn't. We did.
What's
one.
Oprah and Dwayne Johnson have
they
to do?
They owned a ton of land down there. Tons and tons and tons of land down there. And none of their land got fucking touched by any of the fires.
And there was a bunch of other weird shit going on with donation money and...
Yeah.
A whole bunch of shit.
Well, no, they were just
and
asking
you see
people
Oprah,
to donate.
Oprah's got pictures with like Puff Daddy and like
all
these
John of God,
entities. Yeah,
that John of God
what
guy
was the
who
deal
is running
with
a baby. He's running a baby farm.
Yeah, what's a baby farm?
So basically, they would human traffic women into this farm that he had in Brazil, and then they would impregnate them, and then they would take the babies that were born there, and they would sell them into the black market. Once each woman had 10 babies, they would kill them.
And what are they doing with these babies? They're killing them and drinking their blood. I mean, that's what Mel Gibson was saying.
Whatever they want, I think. Like, hey, I don't ask questions. You want a baby? That's $30,000. Give me the cash, and I won't ask you what the fuck you want for this baby. They could be using it for organs. They could be using it for blood. They could be using it to raise it, to diddle it. They could just be selling it to people who can't have a kid and aren't able to go the adoption route. Like, I don't know.
I am any so glad this shit's starting to finally get exposed.
Any number of reasons, but like that's the thing is like we don't ask questions. John of God don't ask questions.
Well,
dude.
A big part of the problem I feel is a lot of these people that are doing it have all the money, they have all the power, they have all the control. They are the politicians, these fucking Hollywood superstars.
Not Mel, though.
Not Mel. All right, man. I'll give you Mel, bro. You can have Mel, dude. I don't care. I don't even care about
you
Mel.
You can have Ice Cube if you want.
No, dude.
What about Johnny?
I'm just skeptical.
You think Johnny?
I don't know if... I don't Johnny know who? Specifically... Yeah.
Johnny Depp, yeah, dude.
Oh yeah,
for sure. I don't think I don't think Johnny Depp is necessarily like
Keanu Reeves. Guaranteed that he is the worst actor in the face of fucking history.
I don't
and
know
look
that
at him doing all these big time movies. The only movie he was ever good at was fucking Bill
Matrix.
And Ted, and that's because he played a fucking retard.
He's actually a really nice guy in real life. I've heard.
He probably is really nice to your fucking 3-year old. Give some fucking ice cream and candy afterwards. Fuck that, dude.
Fuck that. Fuck Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, fuck them all except fuck Mel Gibson.
Except for old Melly. We should get Mel on the show. I mean,
dude,
he'd be an interesting
if we
character,
could get
dude.
Mel,
we would
oh
be fucking superstars.
Yeah.
Then
Mel
we'd,
Gibson?
Yeah.
Dude.
Then I would actually know what it was like to make.
All teams.
If I want the red pill or the blue pill, you want to fuck a little boy and get rich or not?
Yeah, let's ask him, dude.
Hell no.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I think
there's too many people.
It starts a little bit smaller than that.
There's too many people.
They slowly introduce you into like the shady stuff, right? Where you're at a party, say at Harvey Weinstein's house, and like they bust out a little coke. Maybe before you know, you're compromised. You're like, no, I'm going to go home. I'm not going to stick around for the coke. Eventually, you keep going to these parties. You keep going to these parties. The coke gets busted out. All right, I'm going to do a little bump of coke. All right, cool. You're doing coke. Everything's all chill. Then before you know it, you're doing coke. You're staying a little longer. And then, like, the sex parties come out. And, like, slowly but surely, things start getting more and more and more weird until something illegal happens. And then once something illegal happens, now we have you. You fucked a 14-year-old. You may have known that she was 14. You may not have known that she was 14, but that doesn't change the fact
and they probably
that
got it on
she
camera
was 14. And now, what the fuck you want to do, pal? Because we can ruin you, and we could ruin your career, or your career could blossom into something beautiful. But like, you're gonna have to play ball, and that is what in the book that I read. The Franklin scandal, the author of the book was interviewing the guy who took the pictures for the blackmail purposes. This was in the 80s. And that's what he said. He said, it's like being on a yacht. And once you're on the yacht, once you're compromised, then they can trust you. Then they start throwing opportunities your way and you start rising in the ranks and you get money, you get power, you get fame, and you become someone. And you're the only reason why you are someone is because you can be trusted because you will be ruined if you don't fucking do what we say.
Yeah, that all makes sense to me.
So my whole point with Mel is once he's on the yacht, why would he choose to get off of the yacht if he's not a good person? Regardless, maybe he did something, maybe he didn't, maybe he knew, maybe he didn't. But at some point, he was like, holy fuck, dude, this shit is fucked, and I'm willing to risk my entire career and reputation as a human being to fight against this
probably.
Shit.
Probably. He probably got sick of it after 40 fucking years of doing a bunch of shit he probably never really wanted to do. But now he's got the money. Now he's got the fame. Now he lived that extravagant lifestyle. He ain't got much time left. So maybe this is his form of repenting. Maybe he found God and he wants to change the world. That doesn't mean anything that these people did in the past is forgiven. Not by me. Maybe the big man upstairs might forgive him, but I'm not going to.
So you believe in a big man upstairs?
No. I just say that because it's more relatable.
You believe in something bigger?
Well, yeah. I didn't create myself.
Do you believe in, like, something like the devil, too?
I believe in evil, I guess. I think the devil lies within everybody.
For every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction,
yep.
Right? So if there is good, there has to
yin
be
and the yang.
Bad to balance.
I don't know if there's any such
thing in
the ultimate scheme of things. I don't know if there's any such thing as good or bad. There just is. As a human being, I foresee fucking a kid to be very, very bad, so I feel like that should be ridden from the world. But that's just me and my perspective. According to the higher power probably doesn't give a fuck.
Do you think that you've walked with evil before? In the things that, in our past lives, in things that we've done?
I don't think I have partaken in anything that was like overtly evil.
I've hurt a lot of people. That's evil. Stolen.
Selfish and self-centered.
Yeah.
All about you.
I'm talking about like evil, like participated in human trafficking or associated with people that were doing really evil shit, right?
So what's evil? Hurting people physically?
I mean, I don't think stealing from my parents or ripping people off or doing that is necessarily evil. I was just caught up in a bunch of shit. It's really shitty and it's selfish and it's not a good way to treat people. But like, I was caught up and I had an opportunity and I took it. It's not like intentionally going out and fucking people over. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like a sociopath, someone who has no regard for other people's emotions, other people's anything, other people's
well-being. All of Hollywood are sociopaths?
No, I don't think they're all sociopaths. I think that
a lot of them are probably just controlled by greed and power.
Yeah, once you're compromised and you have a cushy life, you're like, all right, do I really want to go against this? Because like, I have three kids. Do I want
to
go
from my $10 million mansion to a prison cell for the rest of my life? At that point, once they are compromised, I could see it would be a much more difficult decision for these people to make.
Yeah.
But they still made the decision in the beginning to sign their souls.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe that there's that many people out there that would.
Did you ever think Puff Daddy was going to be getting caught for fucking trafficking kids and shit 5 years ago?
And he's already a superstar. I'm not
surprised.
What about Oprah?
How about like Beyonce and fucking Jay-Z?
Beyonce, I would be a little surprised.
How about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I would be super surprised.
You'd be surprised if Taylor Swift? I'm sure Taylor the Swifties been compromised, and then
100%. And then, dude, okay, you know who bought her entire catalog of music?
Ooh.
It was a Soros owned company. George Soros owned company.
Explain.
He's like the fucking main donor to one of the main donors to the DNC, but like he's the Democratic National Convention, okay. Like the Democrats.
Okay,
he's a big Democrat donor, but he also goes all around the world manipulating markets and like running coups and shit like that. They call them the color revolutions.
What's a coup again? Like
you overthrow the government. Oh. What Trump tried to do, you know. That's a coup. But anyways, so like he's got his big claim to fame was that he broke the British pound. I mean, he devalued that currency so much that like they had to go to a different currency. He ruins.
Wait, they don't use pounds anymore?
I don't know if they do or not, but I think that like the euro is the reserve currency. I don't really know. Like,
I thought it was all the same in one. Euros and pounds. No,
completely different things.
Really?
Euro is like what Europe uses.
Hmm.
And I think a lot of things, countries will have their own currencies, but they use the euro as a reserve currency. Like, do you understand what that means? Where it's like, if shit ever goes bad with our currency, we have all of these euros stashed away and we can use these because these will hold their value.
I think there's people in Hollywood that are just good at being good actors and shit, and like just
Mel Gibson,
and good at just staying out of stuff. Just like there's people good at staying out of drama, and people good at.
How about Jim Carrey? That's Have you seen him lately, dude? He's been going like it's been. Not,
he's been going
not
hard
recently,
for a while,
it's
dude.
Been a while now,
him
yeah.
and Jenny McCarthy were going against vaccines it like 8 years ago, and they're like, dude, this shit causes fucking autism and shit.
That's because Jenny McCarthy's kid.
Yeah, he started exposing
had
a bunch of shit yeah. too. So every once in a while, people do breach the norm.
Yeah. So how?
But then like he looked crazy as shit. He's got these crazy.
Well,
hair,
that's how they
beard.
Make. That's yeah. how they discredit you.
Mm-hmm.
That same thing they did to Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye's another good dude.
Oh wait,
no,
what about,
dude. You think Kanye didn't fucking make sacrifices? He talked about his mom being sacrificed. How do you think Kanye got to where he's at? But he went against the system once he was already in it.
Once he infiltrated.
What do you mean he talked about his mom being...
He was talking about in order to get to a certain level of fame, you have to make a sacrifice, right?
Okay.
Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay. So...
I mean, I know the concept.
Yeah, like you either have to sell your soul or you have to sacrifice someone else.
So
Lady Gaga, as she was coming up, she had a partner, right? And like Lady Gaga herself was the writer and the singer. And the other chick, she was the one who had all the flair like Lady Gaga has, all the stage presence and shit. And that chick died in some type of mysterious circumstances. I forget exactly what it was. Like she jumped off a building or something like that. Or I don't really
is
know.
Is that why Dave said that they told him that he couldn't, it's either him or me, but not both of us? Is that why Dave said that?
No, I don't know. They never put an ultimatum on me. They just said, come on down to New York, dude.
I think, yeah. That joke makes sense now that he made.
Okay. So anyways, that was it, right? Like, if we're going on this sacrifice theory that Lady Gaga sacrificed her friend and achieved superstardom after, and she, like, took all of her flair, all of her stage presence, all of her charisma and originality and took it as hers, right? Mm-hmm. So Kanye was talking about that. This was a little bit ago, and he was like, talking about the sacrifices, he's like, what about Michael Jordan? His daddy got killed on the side of the road. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I knew.
And he goes, my mama, she died. And like, his mom died under mysterious circumstances. Like, she was in a hospital and something happened, and then they released her when they shouldn't have released her, and like, she died at home or something like that. I don't really know the exact ins and outs, but I'm just going off of like what Kanye was saying, right? And he was talking about these sacrifices, and basically, he said that he made that too. His mother was sacrificed. Now, here, if we want to go on that sacrifice theory like that, right? So, Kurt Cobain, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks it was Courtney Love, right? That sacrificed him. Look at who was close to Kurt Cobain that really ended up flourishing and becoming a superstar.
Courtney and his
Dave
manager.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Dave fucking Grohl. He's now the lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
Yep,
Foo Fighters are big on COVID vaxes. They made a press release, said if our fans aren't vaccinated or vaccinated, don't even bother coming to our shows.
That's
so now
up, dude.
Dave Grohl is towing the line of this woke shit and like basically placating to the man. That
checks out, dude. So you just got to put the pieces to the puzzle.
Did you know that woke didn't even mean woke until it meant woke?
What, it used to mean sleep?
No, it used to be like
just
a progressive thinking
for conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, and now they took it, and now the conspiracy it's based.
Oh,
see, some of these people too. I was saying the other week too. I feel like they've been cloned.
I don't even think they're that good at cloning because, like, Kanye doesn't even look like him anymore. It doesn't even look.
So. Well, you see them rubber masks and shit. Like, I feel like Biden does that a lot. I don't think it's always Biden that we see. And you'll see, like, different images of him where he looks very different.
Don't get him started on Biden.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you
maybe if some of these people, maybe sometimes once these people start reaching the point of superstardom, if they don't want to conform, they probably just fucking clone him. And then all of a sudden, they already have this mass following.
And whack him.
They probably just whack them, you know?
I saw clips of Jack Black joking about that, and it seemed like he was just joking, but, like, what if he's not? Because they said, I mean, you pretty much have to do what they say. Like, if you don't toe the line, they'll just kill you and clone you.
Yeah. That's probably some truth to it.
Yeah.
And who knows what types of brain manipulation they can do? I mean, I'm sure we have a lot of technology. They've been working on that for at least 70 years.
Yeah, I mean, imagine how MK far Ultra. Along the technology of weed strength has come. Now imagine, big time, in the last like 30 years. It's crazy, right?
I mean, look
now
how imagine, easy it is to just manipulate people with just social media.
Yeah.
Algorithms.
But imagine they put the elbow grease into controlling people's minds that they've put into weed.
Yeah, times 100.
Yeah, times 100.
Times 1,000, really.
Weed's doing better than ever.
And all of a sudden, the next day, you know, they could scramble their brain, or maybe they clone them, or maybe they fucking recreate their masks. And a lot of things with technology we have with CGI, dude, these people might not even be the right people. It could be me out there acting, and then they just fucking do this CGI
Are you
shit.
Really you here right now?
I think so. I don't know, dude.
Do you know what Joe Biden's middle name is?
Fucking dicknut.
Robinette.
Robinette.
What?
Joseph Robinette Biden, yeah.
Robinette.
What a weird name, huh?
It's a pretty weird name.
It's like a girl's name.
Yeah.
It is.
Robinette.
It's very girly.
Rockin' Robinette.
Corn Pop, he was a bad dude. He was a bad boy.
Oh, we're just gonna bring this to Tiff's attention, too. I was watching some videos the other day about with P. Diddy and your boy Obama. Like this. They were like this.
They were more like this, probably.
Yeah,
like
that.
Like this, dude.
Yeah.
Especially
because the shit with Diddy had been going on for a while, so he'd been infiltrated. He's been doing this shit. Everything that's coming out now with him, fucking all these fucking tons of different dudes, and that's how they're Puff getting Daddy. To be where they're at.
Was he like openly gay at least?
No. He's a gangster rapper. It's like career suicide to be chugging dick like that, you know? So
and so I watched some videos with him and Obama, and they were definitely close. And I don't know, you probably aren't going
to
want to believe it.
You think
it,
he's
but,
been to the Diddy parties?
Oh, I'm sure, dude. He was probably on Epstein's fucking
like a Diddy party,
island,
dude.
Too.
Ain't no part. What
that's
you say?
What, that's what LeBron said. There's, oh man, ain't no party like a Diddy party. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, we get it, dude.
Who said that? LeBron?
LeBron James.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
When did he say this?
I don't know. He said it multiple times. There was just video of him. I don't know when it was. Like, shit just comes across the algorithm, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's funny now that it's getting exposed. Watch how many people end up falling with this, if any. Same as, like,
what
the
do you
Epstein
mean, fallen?
Cases. They're going to fall along with Diddy, because apparently there's tons and tons of shit that he's got, like, evidence
on everybody.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, dude, when the FBI, this is what Candace Owens said, is when
ooh, I like her.
I'm fucking.
I
don't
like,
trust
I actually
her.
Like her.
I really
I don't
do like
trust her.
I don't know. I'm a Candace Owens fanboy.
I like some of the shit that she says,
yeah.
But like
she seems
like she's
too much.
Planted
yes.
There. She's controlled opposition, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They plant. You know what I mean?
You can tell. And
strong
then the same
black
with that
woman,
other dude.
Good looking.
Yeah,
saying most of the right things.
What's that other dude?
Well, you
too,
can
that
tell
did,
the way she speaks.
What makes a woman?
It's like she knows
oh,
what the fuck
Matt,
she's talking about.
I'm not
she
saying she
very
doesn't.
Fluidly. It's
yeah.
Not like she was told you need to say this. It's like the shit
dude,
that she
Barack
says.
Dude, Barack Obama
like,
knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
he's,
say what you will about the guy. He's a pretty eloquent speaker.
He's an eloquent speaker, but
he's
there's a
tongue,
difference.
Dude.
There's a difference in the demeanor. There's a difference of what they're speaking about.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever. We don't. But anyways, we don't need to go into the legitimacy of.
Can
Candace
we talk
Owens.
About lizard people
but
with camera
on.
1 week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But here's what she said is that. That when the feds raided Puffy's house, they were actually getting rid of all of the evidence. They weren't harvesting any of it for
ooh,
the case.
Dude, I believe that.
The
cause
same
he was
thing they
the
did
feds.
To Epstein. When the cops got there, his safe had been opened and everything was taken out of it. Someone had been there before the cops got there.
Okay, so that raises another very important thing. What do we do when the whole fucking FBI is a part of it?
They're not all a part of it.
A huge fucking majority of them are.
I don't believe that.
Have you listened
to any
of those
whistleblowers?
How about the Hillary Clinton shit when she deleted 30,000 emails? How about like when they raided Trump's house? How about like everything going on when the Biden laptop
there's
got
corrupt
turned
people
in?
People in everything, and I think
every
it's a
single
lot
way you turn. And
easier.
Now in this situation with the Diddy thing, like you just said about the Epstein case.
I think
and
that
the CIA
reason,
too, the
I
CIA
think,
and the FBI. Dude,
yeah, I think the if
they're controlled by the same fucking opposition.
I think most of them do what they're told, and there's people at the top who are bad players. And like Hillary Clinton broke laws by handling classified information on an unprotected server, and then broke other laws by destroying those.
Every one of them was a felony charge.
And the only reason, like,
she still ran for president
and
almost won.
It's a matter of
if Trump went to fucking
or someone else. Let's not even say Trump. Let's leave Trump's name out of it. If other people who aren't compromised and on the yacht did that, they would be in prison right now. But Hillary Clinton is part of the in club because
she's
compromised.
A lizard.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if Trump wouldn't have ran for president that year, Hillary would have won. after all that shit, how can you just commit 30,000 felonies as a politician? All kinds of shit got exposed that her and Obama were doing, and they still get put in the position that they're in. Like, what do we do about that? That's what I want to know. How do we stop the FBI, the CIA, and all the fucking political party when they're all corrupt as fuck?
You gotta have term limits, dude.
What's a term limit?
There's lots of things. And, yeah, they're fucking dinosaur age and shit.
Well, the thing with that is the Nancy Pelosi's and all of them, my theory on that is that they've been committing crimes for so long. Mitch McConnell, all of them, like, he's like glitching out, right? They're so old.
Yeah, what's up with
that? But they've been committing crimes for so long that they can't retire because whoever comes in next is going to see all of the shit that they've been doing. So they just have to do the job until they die. And once they're dead, you know, you're not going to cast dirt onto a dead man's.
Well, yeah, because I don't.
John McCain.
I don't like believe in like anarchy. I think there has to be some sort of governing system, but the way that our government works today is completely fucking out of hand. So I don't know if it would be a bad idea to add like a fourth branch of government. There needs to be some sort of accountability for these people.
To keep everybody else in check, government.
Well, yeah, but, I mean the
idea was the three branches of government because they could all checks and balances one another, but they're all on the same fucking side. You got you got the courts, you got the executive, legislative, and fucking whatever the other one is.
Judicial.
I think
they're all on the same
team. I think the judicial branch being compromised is like the biggest issue because like if they would go after these politicians for doing insider trading and shit like that.
But yeah, even with the judicial shit, when they control the CIA and the FBI and the police, how is it ever going to get...
Well, the judicial system is part of that. The legislative branch is like the Congress and Senate, the people that are making the laws and getting them passed. The executive branch is like the president and his cabinet and shit. And then the judicial is the lawyers, the judges, the courts, and then the law enforcement that enforces that.
So it's all been corrupted. So how do you actively change? I feel that's why I was such a Trump supporter, because I felt like he was our last opportunity to get a fucking grip back on what's going on.
There's never a last opportunity.
I don't think he did that good of a job of getting a grip on it, though.
I mean, look at all of his opposition he had to battle through, though.
He didn't know that coming in?
I mean, I feel like he did everything in his power that he possibly could. No, because fucking 90% of the Republicans are just as bad.
And they don't want to get caught.
So yeah, look what happened. So this is where I see. Look what happened at the end of the election when there was all this controversy over the rigged election. And there was all these fucking Republicans that were not supposed to cast their vote until the law shit got settled. They all said, no, we're not going to cast our vote. And that would have put a halt to the process of Biden becoming president. And then all of a sudden... the January 6th shit happened, and every single one of them that had Trump's back all of a sudden turned around and casted their vote that they weren't supposed to.
That's because
so they all turned their back on him. And then on top of that, Pence didn't need to accept any of the votes where he still had open legal whatever cases open. Pence didn't need to accept any of those votes, and he turned his back on Trump, and he accepted it all and let everything go as it was. None of them tried to stop anything. They knew it was corrupt. It's obvious. Every single one of these key players knows what's going on, and none of them are doing anything about it. And Trump's like on his own. Yeah, he joined the Republican side. He had a little bit of backing, but I feel like they weren't backing him for the right reasons. Most of them were just backing him for political power.
Well, that's
so why
the question.
Did he surround himself by those people then?
Who else is he going to surround himself with? He needs some sort of power.
He had to
play game. He did. He brought in a whole slew of fresh people.
Dude, he literally rolled over half of Obama's cabinet into his. That's the dumbest thing you could have possibly
done. Yeah, I don't know why he did that. I don't know what he was thinking when it came to that. And that's where the skepticism comes in. Is he really on our side or is he not?
And like, honestly, Trump could really win me over if he came out and he was like, I made some bad decisions. I put bad people in positions where they could do me harm, and I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who these people were. I made mistakes. I was wrong.
He's got way too big of an ego.
That's what it is, too.
Here is my plan moving forward for how we're going to combat that. That's it. If you just fucking say, hey, I was wrong, and I made bad decisions, and I put people in positions of power that I shouldn't have, and I'm not going to do that, and this is what I'm going to do moving forward to make sure that that doesn't happen, I'd be right back on board.
I mean, but as a person in his position dealing with all these corrupt people, how do you really know who's going to stay on your side and who's going to turn when the time is right? A lot of these people to his face, they're going to back him. They're going to say all the right shit, but then behind closed doors, they're fucking probably...
You need one or two people that you can really trust that know what's going on and can help you navigate this shit. And then, not only that, but once, say, you have Anthony Fauci who's giving you bad advice, you need to get rid of those people once they have proven themselves. He kept people around for so long that were undermining all of his efforts to do whatever he was doing. Why the fuck would you keep Fauci around? Why would you keep the generals that were in Afghanistan around that were lying to you about how many troops we had over there? Why are you keeping these people around?
I mean, I don't know. There's probably some behind the scenes shit that maybe he was working on. Maybe. And he's also dealing with fucking 17,000 different problems around the world.
I get that.
How much time he was doing shit like every day.
Why wasn't Julian Assange pardoned? Why wasn't Edward Snowden pardoned? What the fuck is going on there? A man of the people that is fighting for our freedom, he can't Snowden fucking for sure. use his executive privilege to pardon people that have put their lives on the line to bring information to us that they thought that we needed.
I mean, if I put my faith in Trump, there has to be a reason that we're just unaware of.
And that's the thing that I dislike is everyone that has utmost faith in Trump. Well, you know, you just got to trust the plan. Like, he had to expose these people. There's always, like, this excuse for shitty things that he's done. And it's like, no, dude.
I mean, I don't think it's an excuse, but I just think, like, I like to believe that there's a reason.
Maybe the reason is he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Maybe the reason is that he's not actually trying to fix anything. Maybe the reason is he's got an actual reason and we just need to trust that. I don't really know.
I don't know either. I like to believe.
Yeah, it makes you feel real warm inside, doesn't it, Jordan?
It does. I like to believe he's fucking the last hope we have.
Well, we have ourselves, hope, dude. We have us. The masses are awakening, dude.
Yeah, in all sorts of different directions.
They're awakening to the corruption that's going on.
The masses are awakening to thinking they're fucking the opposite sex.
Well, not all of them, dude. There's a lot of people. What happened when Bud Light put the tranny beer cans? Like, people boycotted that shit, and like their sales tanked. And now they have Shane Gillis as their spokesman, and they're back on board.
Shane Gillis?
He's one of the biggest comedians now. He's really funny, but he loves Bud Light. But he's just like a bro, you know. He's just a white guy, just a straight white guy, your average bro. But like,
we're making progress. We're making progress in certain areas.
If companies and people do things that we don't want, we have the power and the ability to not go along with it. That's what we have. We have non-compliance.
Yeah, in very rare cases do we actually get enough people to actually stand up for what they believe in and something be done. Because typically the government runs shit and they shut it down.
No one did anything, though, 10 years ago, so we're actually doing something now.
Okay, we're going to go back then to... The last elections, we had millions and millions and millions of Americans protesting that we wanted to know the truth. No fucking only count legal votes. The Stop the Steal protests, dude, all over the whole fucking country. What happened? Absolutely nothing. It got shut down.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen this time, dude? They're going to have like fucking right-wing militias monitoring those boxes and shit. If the powers that be aren't willing to make the necessary adjustments to ensure that this election is secured,
no, they're doing the opposite.
I think the people will themselves do it.
I don't think we're going to make it to another election. Some bullshit's going to happen.
Anyways.
So what do? We go out there, and me and you physically go watch some polls, bro. We better go Madison and Milwaukee. You take one, I'll take the other.
Well, I mean, we'll farm a little hundreds band of boxes.
Little band of fucking banjos.
I'm a really good detective, just so you guys know.
Boots, we got to do boots on the... But, I mean, whatever.
All right, let's save it for next week.
Okay. Did you guys know Mel Gibson is Australian?
Is he?
Oi!
Oi!
I did not fuck that kid! I never have.
Fuck you, Johnny.
I never will.
I wouldn't do it.
Fucking I swear I'm a good guy.
All of Hollywood, just a bunch of blood-sucking baby killers.
You're all a bunch of blood-sucking baby killers, oi?
Oi? Is that how they do it? Oi? Yeah, dude. So I just got to change my A to an oi?
Oi.
Oi?
It's me, Mel Gibson.
Oi?
He's on Braveheart. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace.